Podcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Isaiah. We're in chapter 40. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. But there's coming a day when your warfare will be accomplished.
It's over. You don't have to fight anymore. That's comfort because it says it's going to happen. He says, O Zion, tell everybody, behold your God. Verse 10, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. He, God, will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Do you see the Trinity in there? God's coming. God is coming. That's God. And Jesus is the one who will be his right arm. You know, that's kind of an interesting way that the prophet puts it. God is coming, and he's going to rule with his right arm. And that's what we're told Revelation is all about. He's coming, he's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron. And the Bible says, and these are the things he's going to do. It says his work is before him, and this is his work. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. Do you get that? What is the number one thing Jesus is going to do? It's not going to be shutting down all the evil. It's going to be fanning the flame on all the good. He's going to feed his flock. Do you know why we come together? We don't come together to animate the lost man. We come together to stir up the believer. You know, we have spaghetti sometimes at my house after church. I have to wear a junky, you know, sweatshirt and zip that baby up. But I have to protect my white shirt, okay? Because that's good eating. And you know, don't want to be thinking about your clothes. You're just going in. Going in, I'm going in to my spaghetti moment, okay? And what I'm saying is that that's good, is eating. And if you come to church, say, I don't care what's going on here. I'm getting some good stuff. Now, listen, a lot of church people go to church and they're looking for a quick and fast fix. And they're looking to get back to their fast lives. And they're not thinking about how deep it is. And a lot of churches have tuned themselves up to try to pander to the lost people. They call them seekers. Listen, they don't have any time for depth. What we're looking at here is deep stuff. He's coming. The mountains are going to change and there's comfort to be had. Man, if you're not getting excited once more, what's coming next, preacher? I'm telling you something. There's something broke inside. You need to say, God, feed me, because he wants to. When you get fed and you're full, you just want to tell somebody about that meal you just had. I just told you about a meal I had 2 weeks ago. Man, that spaghetti was good and I'm still going on the goodness of it. Beloved, I'm telling you, the first thing he's going to do is feed him. He's going to tell him remarkable things. He's going to sit me down by him. He's going to say, Dave, you remember that when that happened? This was what was going on. I'll say, oh, that's who he is. Comfort ye, my people. You're going to see him with your own eyes. That's what it just said. And the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Beloved, I'm telling you, this is it. This is the comfort. Oh! He's going to feed. And the Bible says that he will gently lead in verse 11. You know what that means? That means he leads beside still waters. You know, sheep will not eat at a babbling brook. If it's babbling, they won't eat. So where does he lead? He leads beside still waters. And he's doing that right now. He let us look down the barrel of a gun. He says, listen, you're still my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. You see, he leads us now. And he leads us beside still waters. As far as I know, nobody I personally know has been imprisoned for their faith, lost their job for their faith in recent days. I knew a gal who was a visiting nurse who lost her job for trying to tell people who were ready to pass into eternity how they could be saved. Lost her job. She bore it nobly. That was 20 years ago or so. But look at it. It says he's going to gently lead those that are with young. And verse 12 says it's also going to involve remembering our Creator. He says this, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Now, if you would just meditate on that verse, you would see so much here. Do you know what it's... He knows all of it. We stand at the foot of a mountain and we think, what You ever been there where you're looking like this is huge? I mean, we see it depicted at least in, you know, those travel shows where they take you to the Alps and there's like no way anybody's ever got there. They try to get to the Ark where they think the Ark might be in the mountains and it's all treacherous. He holds that right here. That's who he is. Don't get all happy about the patriotism to the point where you forget about Christ. Because he's the one who created all. The Bible says all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. That he upholds all things by the word of his power. So what do we need to do? We need to remember our Creator. You want to make America good again, you're going to have to get back to brass tacks. Right down to the bone. You have to remember, this is his. We live on the good grace of God. The earth is his and the fullness thereof. The cattle on a thousand hills. He has need of nothing that we can give him. So what we do is we draw down into the core of our being and say, what can I do? We try to figure that out. And we do try to do something. And the Bible says that these things are all in his hands. And the thing I want you to see in verse 12 is the word comprehended. Okay? He comprehends. I am amazed at the talents of people. Some people can draw. Some people can sing. Some people can play music. Some people can see business. Some people can do. And we look at men and we find ourselves in awe. One of the beauties of our past weekend is that most everything that was done in the inaugural situation was done by the average person. Did you know Plumber Joe was there? Did you know that? He was highlighted at one point. So his name isn't Joe, by the way. They were using it like, you know, Joe Schmo, but they were calling Plumber Joe, who got Obama in a greeting line one day and asked him a question. Well, he was there. Okay, this past weekend. Just a guy. Just a guy. The singers, the performers. This is what makes America beautiful. You know, I was getting ready for this message and I thought, I don't know how many preachers are preaching on God today about how good he is and how good he's been and not trying to focus as much on this. But I tell you what, the Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. Today I come to you praising the Lord. Okay, that's what I want to do. I don't want to praise government. I don't want to praise it. I don't want to say America's going to be great again because I don't know. I know if we get great again, it might not be for our good. Okay, because if we get all those money coffers full, we're going to say we don't need God, don't need church, don't need anything. Because we already have that in our DNA in this country. We've forgotten God. We've forgotten the importance of the family of God, the house of God, the assembly of God. We put it second, third, fourth, fifth. We don't put God first. We're not hungry. We're not feeding. And so if we get full, it might be to our detriment. We saw that in Hosea. But what is true is God is good. And he created it all. He holds it all together. And the Bible says in verse 15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. Not a drop in the bucket, but a drop of a bucket. Which means there's a whole lot of other stuff out there. It's like the ocean. And the nations are just like a drop. Do you know what that means? That means when we looked at it and said, will they even let Donald Trump take this position? Are they going to shoot him on the day of inauguration? Are they going to... I mean, Soros was like freaking out because he's like super rich, you know. And he's thinking, I should be able to do this. I'll pay a bunch of people $1,800 an hour to go protest in the streets out there in the world. And I'll turn this thing on and say, raise your puny fist, you old guy. You just go on to your reward one day. The wickedness of the wicked will certainly catch up for them. But what we're seeing here is it's saying, listen, the nations are nothing to God. We saw that in this election. We saw that in these past several weeks. We saw it in the past few days. And what I'm saying to you is God did that. God did that. And we ought to render him praise. And when we get on the same page and get in the same room, we get on the same narrative, we will realize he did it for a reason. You know, he didn't do it because he wanted you to have more money in your bank account or me in mine. He didn't do it because he wanted you to have more comforts. He didn't do it so the kids could have more iPods and cooler sneakers. God didn't do it for that reason. That was not it. And I am afraid America is thinking that's what's going to happen. That they're going to have those things now. They're not going to be afraid. They're going to have protection and security. The Bible says, vain is the hope of man. It says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. That's where it's at. The Bible says in verse 15, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as small dust of the balance or the scale. Now, you know what that means? It doesn't even register. It doesn't even register. The nations don't even register on the scale. It's not what matters. It's not what matters. When we think the nations are scary, indeed they are. While I'm in the flesh, they're scary. I'm a little nervous about people coming into restaurants like in Columbus and macheteing people. I'm a little nervous about trucks running through crowds where there's a great deal of celebration going on like in France. A little nervous about those nightclubs that get shot up down in Florida. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous about what man can do. Man's heart is evil. And when it gets fanned by the flame of evil and hatred, and that's what's been happening for 8 years, I just want to tell you candidly, I believe that President Obama will go down as a hero. You say, what? He did everything he wanted to do, and he was a genius at doing it. He has pushed our national debt. It's like you could say it this way. He will be remembered, if all things continue as they do, as the man who slew the dragon called the United States. He put into motion so many things that there's no way of getting back. Turning back a fifth of the economy back out of the government's hands, that's going to be a big deal. It's already got a little hit at it. Hopefully he can do something about it in our government. But also, gay marriage. Donald Trump was supported by LGBTs. He had his flag out there at one point. Did you know that? They were with him. And it's because he was not saying anything about that. America won't be great again until America's good again. And what has happened is the seeds of corruption are in the foundation. And when the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? So he says, they're just dust on the scale. He says, listen, I can take care of this. Why did he do it? Not for our comforts and not for our creature comforts. The Bible says that they are counted as a small dust of the balance. He taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Now you might want to underline those words. Behold, verse 15, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Put in your margin there, Revelation 16:20. The Bible says that the islands were no more. The islands fled away. When Jesus comes, he's going to retool the earth. Those 100-pound hailstones that the Bible talks about, he's going to be demolishing a whole lot of nations. You know, you start hitting a bunch of buildings in New York City with 100-pound hailstones. And you watch all the little fleas running from cover. Thankfully, Christians aren't going to be here. We're going to be raptured out. But when he starts retooling the earth, the mountains are going to flee away. The islands are going to be gone. And he's going to create a perfect, perfect, perfect union. And we won't be divided anymore in our nations, it would seem. Although that would be going a little further than we know. Revelation 16:20. That's your verse for that. He says, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. I love that because it's like a little hay. I'm going to do that. You just hang on because it's coming. Verse 17, it says, all nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him as less than nothing. Why? Because they're vanity. They're vanity. They're wasted. They're not eternal. They're just empty. They're as the wind. They come, they go. Nations rise, they fall. And the Bible says, to whom will you liken God? In verse 18. Don't get so excited about a political movement that you forget how awesome God is. We find ourselves getting caught up in the spirit of the moment. It's good. It's good. Get out there. You know, be excited. I was excited. Man, I would encourage you to go to whitehouse.gov and look at the new policies. All the stuff Obama put. And we put it on our back bulletin board after he got in. He was going to do his gay thing. He was going to do this thing and that thing and the military thing. All of it went down right at the strike of noon. Right on the cue. And what I'm saying is that that's exciting and I can get excited about it. But it's a temporal excitement. I'm aware of that and I hope you are too. Because the real excitement is in the Lord.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.